Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising Devotions. Some time ago, I remember reading something similar to what I want to share with you today or this morning. Something that spoke to my heart, and I pray it touches yours as well. Did you know, according to researchers, what is the number one fear most mothers and fathers have today? Well, that fear is that something may happen to their children while they are outside of their control or supervision. The truth is, no matter where we live, no matter how attentive we may be, we cannot get away from this very sad fact that crime, wrong influences, danger are everywhere around us in this world and around our kids. And though we don't need to walk in a spirit of fear or allow its controlling grip to hold us trapped, we must always walk in awareness of all that lingers around us. But here's another truth. Most of what we worry about will never happen. Most of what we worry about will never happen. Do we hear that, mom, dad, parents? Most of what we fear will never take place. We serve a God of love. Yes, He is also a God of protection and grace. Our task as parents today, focusing on what is true or the truth. Our second task is just as simple as well. Giving our fears to God. That means letting go of our need to control every situation and pressing on toward trusting Him more. I would bet that there isn't a mother or father alive who hasn't battled this fear. Maybe you have. Sometimes, out of a sheer desire to simply protect them from the world that is not always kind, caring, or loving toward people, or to protect them from the people who would not have their best interest in mind, or even just keep them safe from something that might unintentionally be harmful, we struggle with the desire to be ever present, ever controlling, and that's simply not possible, nor is it always good. Most loving, caring parents would like to somehow try to protect them from any danger that they may face. But of course, the reality is, we can't. We have to remind ourselves that our children first belong to God, and that we can entrust them to Him every single day. Here's two things we can believe are truth. God is ever present and always consistently with them. And He loves them even more than we possibly can. Obviously, it's normal for parents to want to protect their children. Where we need to be careful is we don't want to allow our own fears of what could happen to so control us that we allow that very anxiety and worry to slowly seep into our children's hearts as well. As someone who has worked with children, youth, and families for years, I have seen that take place, and it can be very destructive. I wish I could say that if we just follow these words in prayers, nothing bad would ever happen to anyone we love. Of course, we can't say that. But we can be assured He is still with us, no matter who or what we encounter in this life. And we can take action with some of these things, some suggestions, then leave the rest to Him. So first, believe. Believe in His power and strength to cover you and your loved ones. Our God is mightier than any evil force in this world. There is a great power in prayer and in the name of our Savior. He is our greatest defender. Remember that. Second, trust that He cares for you, for those you love, every day, constantly. Be assured He is always with us. Many times we may never even know the ways He's protected and shielded both us and our families from danger or illnesses in our lives. Third, pray. Pray for God's protection and safety over our families, over our homes, and over our coming and going and theirs as well. Pray back to God the very words of the truth He gives to us to hold on to. They aren't just some kind of magic genie words. Like if we just say them enough or in the right way, everything will be happy and safe. But they are powerful, they are life-giving, because they are His words. Pray them back so it reassures not only them, but you. Fourth, teach. Teach those words to our kids. I know that many of us are already doing this and have done this for a long time. Yet, you can't always be with them, but you can empower them with the words that they can pray and hold on to when they are afraid or going through struggles in their lives. It's so important to give them those tools that God gave to us. Here are a few verses for us to grasp hold of. And I like this. The 91st Psalm is a great psalm, and I'm just going to pull out a few verses within that psalm, and then you listen to them and let the Lord speak to your heart. Whoever rests in the shadow of the Most High, God will be... Let me start that one again. Whoever rests in the shadow of the Most High God will be kept safe by the Mighty One. I will say it about the Lord. He is my place of safety. He is like a fort to me. There's another verse. That was verses 1 and 2. Verse 4. He will cover you with his wings. Under the feathers of his wings, you will find safety. He is faithful. He will keep you safe like a shield or a tower. Verse 11. The Lord will command his angels to take care of you. In verse 14, the Lord says, I will save the one who loves me. I will keep him safe because he trusts in me. These are passages we can take out of the 91st Psalm just to hold on to. Every day we have to make choices of what we allow our minds to focus on. So as we read these words, keep them in mind. Let these words remind us, I will not live in worry. I will not walk in fear. I will not give in to anxious thoughts. I will trust in him. Not only good for your kids, it's good for us. As parents, we can't see everything, be everywhere, and know everything that's gone on or going on each day in the lives of our kids, but God can. He sees and knows and is there. And we can trust him to take care of our loved ones even better than we can. His hands are big, and they reach a lot further than we can, and he was always there with them. Prayer thoughts for today. Pray for our children and our families, including our moms and dads. They need protection as well. Pray for those who are battling cancer and illnesses. Pray for Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday as we come together to rejoice the risen Savior. This is what we're talking about here today, him. Pray for our missionaries, our nation, our churches, his church, our every day to trust in him as he is here right with us now. Spend a few moments in prayer, and God bless you and have a great day.